We're back on News Radio KMAN in Focus. Rolls along here on a Friday morning. It's 9:19, and we're pleased to be joined this next segment by Liz Nelson, Program Coordinator at the Riley County Seniors Service Center. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on again, and I know that it's kind of been a wild week here for a lot of folks, but good to see the Senior Center back open.
Yes, it is, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk about what's going on at the Senior Center here. We're halfway through February. We're almost to March already. Hard to believe.
I know. Well, I just want to let everybody know, if they don't know already, that we are open for, we've reopened our lunchroom. So we have limited seating, but you can call in and to the center and make a reservation and come in and have lunch at the center. And of course, everything we do in the center, we stick to the social distancing and wearing a mask and doing everything in a safe manner. So I just want to reassure everybody about that up front. But it's been nice to have people come in for lunch, and those that are coming in are enjoying it.
It is nice to see that. Are you getting a good mix of people coming back?
Yeah, I feel like we are. I think it's expanding a little bit. You know, people are feeling a bit more comfortable because more people are getting vaccinated, for instance, and that's helped. That's helping out.
Sure is. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. And I know one of the great services we've been talking about in our newscast this morning has been some tax preparation, and I understand there's a little bit of that going on there as well.
Yes, AARP tax preparers are at the center, and so you can call to our main phone line, 537-4040, and you can ask to make an appointment to get your taxes prepared. So that's really nice. Last year they had to stop in the middle of the season, and this year they're able to take appointments. And they've reworked their approach, and it's going to look a little different, you know, when you come in and do it, but still you'll be able to come in and get your taxes done if you need that.
That's such a good service to have here because, you know, especially this past year, there's so many things that, if you're trying to do it by yourself, it's hard to do. I know I experienced that myself last year. I made some mistakes, and you know, having that kind of help is good to have.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
What about some exercising? I know that's kind of continued in a virtual fashion for the most part.
That's right. It's always been one of our best program offerings that we have at the center, is a really extensive exercise program. And our wonderful long-term exercise instructor, Susan Peterson, retired. And so we were on the hunt for some new folks. And the good news is we now have a strength trainer. Her name is Jamie Lull, and she will be starting on March 17th with her online strength training classes. And then we also have hired a yoga instructor, and her name is Debbie Newton, and she will begin her online classes on March 2nd. So in order to find our online classes, you can go to our website. You just Google Riley County Senior Center, and then the option will pop up, you know, to click on our website. That's kind of the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, I've got it pulled up right now. There's quite a few different ones. You got the chair yoga, line dancing. Sweating with the oldies sounds like fun.
Well, some of those aren't going. Actually, the only ones that are going right now are strength training, advanced strength training, gentle yoga, and chair yoga.
Okay.
So those are the four that are operating right now.
All right. Well, that's good that you have some offerings, because I know a lot of people are antsy to get out, and especially our older community, and being able to continue that and stay living healthy is so, yeah, so important.
Absolutely.
What about special programs and events? What do you have coming up in the month of March?
Okay. Well, every Friday we have a guest speaker coming in, On March 5th, we have Kevin Larson coming in, and he's going to talk about one-room schools in Riley County. And that's he's always a popular speaker and someone that folks really enjoy listening to. On March 12th, we have Deborah Watkins from the Russell T. Wright's Animal Shelter, and she's coming in to just share about their mission and what we can do to support them. And then we'll also be taking donations and opportunity for people to drop off things for the animal shelter. On Friday the 19th, we have Ann Higley from Goblin Games coming in. And this was a great idea of Jamie's. And she said, you know, it's such a big thing for younger folks to be really involved in the gaming community. And we thought it would just be fun and interesting to have somebody from Goblin Games come in, tell us about role-playing games, help us understand why our grandkids are so interested and so invested and enjoying this aspect of their, you know, online gaming so much. So Anne will be coming in to do that. And then on Friday, March 26th, we're going to have Stephen Hendricks from Kansas Relics and Recovery. And he does metal detecting on archaeological type things. And then also just for homeowners, if they're looking for a lost item or maybe live on a property that's been lived in for many, many years, he'll come and look around and see if he can find any interesting hidden treasures. So it's going to be fun to hear from him. And then another thing that we're doing on Monday, March 15th, is we decided to have a come and go event, and we're calling it our Coronaversary reception. It will have been 1 year since we had to make a huge, huge change in all our lifestyles. So we just wanted to provide refreshments, let people come and go and remember that the senior center is still there, and just pop in and say hi and grab a treat and look forward to new things.
That sounds great. And it's good to have a little humor in that as well, because a lot of us have been cooped up and we're kind of done with COVID. And I think it's also great that you're going to have the person from Goblin Games come in, because then grandma will know, why their kids are playing Fortnite, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. And other things, you know, my kids are all grown, but they love to play role-playing games, and they want my husband and I to join in with them sometimes. And it's not always, you know, the more often I let them talk me into it, the more I get to know how it works and can enjoy it more. It isn't necessarily my go-to pleasure seeking, but I'm enjoying it more and more. And I'm also understanding why they enjoy it so much. And so it's been fun.
Yeah. I turn 36 next week, and I don't know the first thing about that role-playing game. So don't feel bad. well, it's great that you're able to offer these events. What else do you have coming up in March? Anything else exciting?
Okay. Yeah, we have some of our regular programming. Every month we have Kim Richards from the Mariana Kistler Beach Museum of Art that's on campus here at K-State. And she picks an artist to talk about every month. And it's always, she's really great at her presentations, and people find it really interesting. So we have Artist Profile on the 16th. We've been doing a book club for the last few months, and I've been trying to get in a good groove on that, I guess. And what we've finally settled on is meeting twice a month, and 1 month talking about one week talking about the book, and then the next week meeting the author in person. And so in March, our book is called, it's called The Doc. It's hard to say, The Doppelganger Gambit. And it was written by a local author named Lee Killo. And so she'll be with us on March 22nd to talk about the book. And then she also loaned us some books. So if people are interested in participating in book club in March, they just have to let us know and then drop in, and we'll give them a book so they can borrow the book to read for book club. We're also trying to bring folks in a little bit more and figure out a good way for socializing. So we're doing coffee and donuts Wednesday mornings at 9:30. And one of our regular programs is from the public library, and Juan Dean Rivers comes in every month to do tech assistance for folks if they're having trouble with their smartphone or laptop or, you know, tablet or iPad. So she's also giving a special program on Tuesday, March 23rd in the afternoon at 1. And she is our inaugural program on what is known as STEM or STEAM. So it's science, technology, engineering, and math. And sometimes people put the letter A in there so that it's science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And these are programs that are going to focus on those particular areas and their use in the world around us. So she's going to give an introduction to two electronic devices that day. That should be very interesting. And then the last thing I want to talk about today is a new program that we've started, and it's called Townie Tuesday. And I just want to give Jamie a shout out for Townie Tuesday, because this is another one that she thought of, and it's just a reminiscing time about Manhattan. And we had a blast this month talking about Manhattan in the 1940s, and not a single person in attendance was actually even alive in the 19. Well, they were alive in the 1940s, but not residing Manhattan yet. But one of the folks who came had pictures from his parents and all kinds of memorabilia. And it was, and then Alana Parker Sanger came from the Riley County Historical Museum, and she brought pictures to show different things that had gone on in Manhattan in the 1940s. And we just had great discussions about what was happening then, what people, you know, remember that was similar, that was happening in Manhattan when they first moved here. And so this, in March, we're going to move on to the 1950s. And you know what? I'm so glad that I'm talking to you, Brandon, because I'm catching all the typos in my newsletter. And I'm glad, but I'm also irritated with myself. So in the newsletter, I said that we would be discussing the 1940s again. I didn't correct that. We're actually in March talking about the 1950s. And I would just love it if folks would sign up, come in, bring pictures or yearbooks, or, you know, maybe little doodads from a business that they used to go to or that a family member owned, or, you know, anything that we could use to kind of spark conversations. We just really had a lot of fun with it this month, I mean, and we're going to be meeting March 9th. It's a Tuesday afternoon, March 9th at 1 o'clock. Encourage folks to come.
That's a great opportunity. Townie Tuesday. Check it out. And for more information, check out the your website, seniorservicecenter.org. You can just Google Riley County Senior Service Center on Google. Thanks a lot, Liz. Appreciate it this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Liz Nelson, our guest here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We're going to hear from the animal shelter up next, and Brandon Sokol joins us in our third segment. Stay tuned.